This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Xcel Energy has agreed to settle a lawsuit related to the Marshall Fire in Boulder County. That's as the trial was set to start tomorrow. The state's largest utility said it expects to pay over $500 million to plaintiffs in this case. They include insurers, Boulder County, and residents themselves. CPR's Ishan Takwar reports about half that settlement will be covered by the company's insurance policies.
Last year, though, insurers jacked up some of Xcel's liability insurance premiums because of wildfire-related risks and lawsuits the company was facing. And that's important because those insurance costs are typically passed down to ratepayers and Colorado customers through energy bills. So even if customers don't foot the full bill for this payout, you know, we might see that the company claim it has less money to spend on upgrades in the future.
That was CPR's Ishan Takwar. The individual plaintiffs in this case must agree to the settlement before it's final. Xcel does not admit to any faults as part of the settlement. The scientist behind the global seed vault in Norway says Colorado researchers are doing some of the world's trickiest seed saving. Jeffrey Houghton recently toured the USDA seed lab in Fort Collins.
The Fort Collins gene bank is what we would call an active gene bank. So it doesn't just store material, it studies it. It learns about its characteristics. And what does this variety have that might contribute something important to a variety of the future?
The Fort Collins lab holds 500,000 crop samples. It also works on seeds that can't survive normal freezing, like apples. Scientists use liquid nitrogen to preserve them, a process that could help protect food sources humans depend on for generations to come. In Colorado Springs, mostly sunny with a high of 81 today, even warmer tomorrow at 86 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.